Hello, everyone out there. This is Peter Harris from Commercial Property Advisors, author of the book, Commercial Real Estate Investing for Dummies, and coach and mentor to many commercial real estate investors all across this great nation of ours. The title and subject of today's podcast is Multifamily Syndication for Beginners. You're going to discover what syndication is, why it can be so powerful to your real estate business overall, when to do it, when to do syndication, and probably just as important, when not to do it. I'll also give you some real-world multifamily syndication deal examples, and then I'll wrap up real quick with a few tips to keep you out of hot water. Let's get started with the what, why, and when. So what is syndication? Syndication is the act of raising money from outside investors. So basically, you pull it together, persons and their money, to buy real estate. And that includes raising money for your down payment, for the closing costs, for renovation costs, all of it that goes into the deal so that you can purchase it. So that's what it is, the pooling of money, the act of raising money. Next is the why. Why would you syndicate? Well, obvious to me, so you can do more deals, because you eventually will run out of your money. We all do. So if you want to continue to grow your business, you need to learn the skill of multifamily syndication. It can be learned, and I will give you some examples of a couple of students that did just that. Their very first deal was syndicated. Here's when you do it. You do it when you don't have enough of your own money. When you don't have enough money yourself, where you have to use money from others, that's when you do it. Or when you want to leverage what little amount that you have currently. Okay, so if you have this much, but the deal requires this much, you're going to syndicate the remaining money from investors so that you have this much at the end. Now, here's the when not to. The when not to syndicate is when you have a bad deal. I'm going to jump to it. If you have a particular deal, you're not sure about it, would you put your grandma's last dollars into this deal? If it's a bad deal, your heart's going to say, no, I'm going to protect grandma's money, and you don't do the deal. That's a bad deal. Number two, one not to, is some unscrupulous people, right, will only put their own money into good deals and their investors into the bad deals. That's called cherry picking, and that's a no-no in multifamily syndication. You never do that. There's a thing called karma. You shall reap what you sow, right? Instead, I want you to follow the golden rule. When multifamily syndication, that is, the golden rule is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the golden rule for multifamily syndication. It's about integrity. It's about doing the right thing and doing great deals. Next is the how. How do you syndicate? Now, what I'm going to refer you to is a previous video that I did. I want you to watch this video. It's called the Basics of Real Estate Syndication. In that video, I give you all the details of how to do a real estate syndication deal that I'm not going to share here. I'm going to give you some examples here, but there, all the details. I go over things like a typical or basic syndication structure, what that looks like. It's really going to help you. I'll share with you the most important things to know as a multifamily syndicator. Number three, how to find investors and convince them is really important. And number four, what comes first, the investor or the deal? Things like that, I'll go over in that video. Next, what I want to do is I'm going to go with you three real-world examples of syndication that I really believe that you'll be able to understand and see yourself doing it. Let's do that next. Now we get to jump into the fun stuff here. I'm going to share with you a few examples of real deals syndicated by our students. I'm going to share with you the most common structures for syndication and how they pulled it off. Now, the first syndication structure I'm going to share with you is called a straight split structure. What it is you are going to split all cash flow or money coming out of the property with the investor in a predetermined percentage. Let me give you an example. We can do a 50-50 split where any cash flow that we produce, 50% goes to investor, 50% goes to you. If you were to do a cash out refi and you make money, you know, after the paying back, whatever profits you make, 50% of those profits go to the investor, 50% goes to you. Or when you sell the property, 50% of those sales profits go to the investor and 50% to you. It's called a straight split structure. Now, that percentage can be 50-50, 60-40, 70-30, 80-20. It can be even be 90-10. But it's a straight split structure, and it's a very simple structure. Now, I'm going to give you a great example of that, and it's from one of our students. This student deal was 18 units, and the purchase price was $937,000. And guess what? They put no money down. So this video is not about money, no money down. It's about how they structure the deal. So the video of how they did all this, zero down, 18 unit deal. You can watch it. It's great. They are students of ours, and now they're coaches of ours. They're financially free from doing things like syndication. Incredible story. You're going to learn a lot from it. So go ahead and check it out. Okay, back to this. Okay, so 18 unit, 937. They did a 60-40 split. So the 60 goes to the investor. The 40 goes to our students. Now, the structure was our students are the LLC managers. So they call all the shots. And then the investor is passive, calls no shots. Now, the cool part about this deal is our students put no money down. The investor put up all the down payment, $171,000. They put up everything. Why would an investor do that? Why would an investor put up all the money and then split it 60-40 with our students? The reason why is our students are awesome. That's right. They are awesome. They learned this business. They have an acquired skill that you're able to produce a great return for the investor, greater than what they can get on Wall Street or anywhere else. Would you like to have that skill? If you would, call our company. We'll teach you exactly what they learned. So again, it's a 60-40 split. The straight split structure, the advantage of it is very simple to calculate. It's a bona fide syndication structure. It's very simple to calculate. Any money that comes out after your quarterly profits, 60% goes to the investor, 40% goes to our student. And they were able to produce nearly 100% return for the investor. How do you do that? Through the acquired skill of learning how to syndicate. So we made our students look really, really good. We can do the same thing for you. And then that's the one advantage. It's simple. The disadvantage of straight split structure is if there is no cash flow, there's nothing to split. So you have to make sure you know what you're doing here and you underwrite and you calculate very good. So at the end, I'm going to give you some tips how to make sure that happens, right? Where you only do good deals and you know how to predict the returns on the deal. That is example number one. Great deal. Go watch the video. Let's move on to example number two. Here we are with example number two. In this example, I am raising the complexity just a bit for you, but I'll do my best to keep it simple. In fact, I am going to oversimplify some of the math so that you will capture the principle of this syndication structure. It's a C-class property, it's a C-class location, and in my opinion, the C-class syndicated apartment opportunities are highest cash flow, highest cash and cash return, and appear to have the most ROI. And I think going into the future, we're going to have a higher need, a higher demand for a C-class with the fixed supply. Let's get started. So example number two is called preferred return structure. What this means is simply, we're going to pay the investor a fixed percentage over a period of time. Then when we sell the property, we're going to split the profits at sale. I will give you a great example of that in a little bit. Now, here's the deal here. Our student deals a 48-unit property. He paid $3.6 million for it, and it produces a 12% cash-on-cash return for the deal. It appraised for $3.7 million, so our student is walking in with about $100,000 in equity on day one. He has to raise, for the down payment, $595,000. He used 11 people, 11 investors. Now, that may appear a lot to you, but this is his first time doing it, so he had to use 11 people, but guess what? He got it done. He is putting in himself $75,000. That's his contribution. So again, investors putting in $595,000. He's putting $75,000. Here is a deal structure. It's a 7% preferred return plus an 80-20 profit split. What this means is a 7% preferred return means the first 7% that comes out of the property goes to investor. Anything over 7% goes to our student. Other example is, let's say you have a tough couple of months and you only produce a 7% return, nothing above that. That means our student makes nothing, but the 7% goes to investor. Okay, so it's preferred. The investors get first preference on what gets paid. And then when we sell the property, there's going to be an 80-20 profit split, 80 to the investor and 20 to our student. Now, here's a little bit about the deal. It's a five-year hold. So you're going to hold it for 5 years. Now, we do have an option to hold it longer just in case the market changes. Next, the after repair value of this property. So once you increase the NOI, hold your property for 5 years or longer, we project it's going to be worth $4.5 million. If it's worth $4.5, we bought it for $3.6, there's a profit of $900,000. Now, I'm going to share with you how to calculate the investor's return on investment and our student's return on investment. You have to understand, if you want to syndicate, how to calculate three things. The property's ROI, in this case 12%, you have to know how to calculate the investor's ROI and then your ROI. Do not syndicate unless you understand how to do all three. Again, I'm oversimplifying here. When our students actually raise money from investors, we have a 23-page syndication spreadsheet that they use to calculate these figures, okay? So here's how you calculate the investor ROI. The formula is this. So the investor profit minus the down payment divided by the down payment. So that's the calculation. Now, remember that the investor is getting 80% of the profit. So 80% of $900,000 is $720. That's what our investor is making when we sell the property. Okay, here's the math. Profit minus down payment divided by down payment. So $720,000 minus the down payment, which is $595,000, divided by $595,000. That equals 21%. So based upon a sale of the property, the investors are making a 21% return. Don't forget, they're also getting 7% over the 5 years. So 5 times 7, 35%. They're making an extra 35%. So 21 plus 35 is 56%. So the investors are making total ROI of 56%. Now, what is our student's ROI? Let's do the same math, same calculation. Okay, so his ROI is $180,000. That's the profit. Remember, he gets 20% of this. That's $180,000. Minus his down payment of $75,000 divided by $75,000. So our student is making 140% ROI. Incredible. But don't forget, he's also making 5 years at 5%. So how do I calculate the 5%? Don't forget, the property produces a 12% return. 7% of this goes to the investor. The 5% goes to our student. So 5 times 5 is 25. So our student's making 165% ROI over 5 years. How is this possible? Why does he deserve that? Well, we have a saying. The saying is, you deserve what you negotiate. So our student deserves the 165% because he joined this program, he found this off-market deal, he worked with the seller, he got it under contract, he brought in all his resources to do a thorough job of due diligence. He found the investors, he found the financing, he signed on the loan, he did all this work, all the studies. He showed up weekly to our coaching calls to go over this deal. So it took him 60 days to actually do this deal. So 60 straight days of talking to us. Do you think he deserves this? Yes, he does. So if he does it, this is the first deal, you can do it too. Just got to put in the work and study and apply what you learn. So he deserves 165%. It doesn't stop here. What he also did was he did a cost segregation, okay? A cost segregation is where, as you know, if single family home investment, you can depreciate it over 27 and a half years. You can do the same thing with your apartment building over 27 and a half years. But when you do a cost segregation study, that study allows you to do the same depreciation, but over 5 years, sometimes over 10 years, 15 years, or sometimes over 1 or 2 years. So it can save you tremendous money straight to the bottom line. So he did a cost segregation on his 48 unit property, big property. His immediate tax savings was $450,000. That comes straight down to him, straight down to his investors' ROI. So the overall investor ROI went from 56% to over 100% because he's allowing the investor to take some of this cost savings, this tax savings. Our student's ROI goes from 165% to over 300%.
Amazing, right? Amazing. This is why we love this business. What other business can you produce returns like this and literally have it tax-free? Incredible. All right, so this is the preferred return structure. The next example I give you is a variation of this. It's a little more complex, but I do my best to make it simple. Let's do that next. All right, the fun continues with example number three. Here we are. Example number three is called a preferred return structure, but we call it a preferred return plus waterfall structure. Imagine a waterfall here and a waterfall here. The waterfall's over here. It goes to this pool and it falls down. It falls down to this pool and occupies this pool. Same concept here. Okay, so follow me along here. So we have 34 units priced at $1.4 million in the Midwest again. It appraised for $1.6 million. So our student is walking in with $200,000 in equity. Again, the reason why we can do this repeatedly is because we know how to go direct to the property owner and not do anything online or through brokers. Next, this is a typical value add opportunity where we're raising rents, we're gonna build back utilities, we're gonna renovate, that's going to increase the NOI and force the appreciation. Our student had to raise $335,000. They did that from 12 different investors. Again, this is his first commercial deal ever and he syndicated it. So you're gonna have to have probably a lot of people to raise even this small amount because you're just starting out, and that's okay. His own money that he put in was $108,000. He did get back about $50,000 in credit for repair, so his money is about half of that, but I'll keep it simple. I'll just say he put in $108,000. So that's the deal. Here's the deal structure. He's paying his investors an 8% preferred return with a 70-30 split of all cash flow until the next pool of money rolls down, until the investors are returned their money with a refi. So our student plans in 3 to 4 years to do a cash out refi and return the investor money to them. So you're getting this return structure until the investors are returned their money. Okay, so the entire 335 will be returned and then the 8% stops. So you stop paying the 8% return and the cash flow split of all the cash flow now goes to 50-50. Okay, so there's a pool of money that gets distributed. Okay, it's like a waterfall. So it goes to 50-50 for 7 years. When a sale happens, the goal is to sell the property in 7 years, and then another 50-50 split happens. Again, a preferred return structure with a waterfall added. So many ways to do this. This is one brilliant way to produce phenomenal returns for yourself and for the investor. Again, this was his first deal ever. If he can do it, you can do it. Hopefully you follow me along with that. Next, what I want to do is share with you some things about staying out of trouble when you syndicate. Syndication is very legal. I'm not going to get on to legal things, but I'm going to give you some very practical tips. So when you're looking at a deal, how to stay out of hot water. Let's do that next. Multifamily syndication can land you in hot water. You can get yourself in big trouble if you don't do things the right way. Raising capital is highly regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, part of the U.S. government. There's lots of laws that you can violate. Okay, so make sure you do it right. And I produced this video here called The 3 Biggest Apartment Syndication Mistakes. I go in great detail what those mistakes are. I will highlight them here. Number one is, it says be conservative in your projections. So another person's financial future is in your hands. So what I mean by that is when you are starting out syndication and you project what your returns should be, if you miss what the rents could be, you miss out on getting the wrong loan, or if you don't project what expenses are going to be, guess what? You're going to mess up the returns and not be able to pay your investors. That's not good. That's not good. So mistake number one. Mistake number two is beginning multifamily syndicators give away too much. Okay, so there's a saying we have here for our students. You deserve what you negotiate. So we teach our students how to be hard negotiators to produce the best returns for their investor and for themselves. Okay, you got to learn how to do that. Number three is to get a real estate attorney. You cannot go online and do a partnership or syndication. It's Well, I'm not going to say it's impossible. It is possible, but it is not advisable to do. Violating the SEC laws concerning raising money can land you in jail. So when you get an attorney, the goal is to get this question answered. How do you get investors to say yes to your deal legally? Again, it's huge. So get a real estate attorney. And, you know, where do you begin with all this? Again, this is where I teach our students. So, how to know if a deal is syndicatable, how to run the numbers, how to make sure it's in a great market, and how to kind of predict the future. Conservatively, it takes practice and takes years of knowing how to do this. And this is exactly what our students do. So if you're interested in doing just what our students have done, get a mentor. Don't try to do it yourself. All right, everyone. Thank you for hanging out with me. If you're interested in learning more about what we do, go ahead and apply to be one of our protégés. I've also have this book for you. It's called Commercial Real Estate for Beginners. Download it and go after it.